Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode, actually a special episode of PMS, the Perpetual Motion Squad, a Big Bang Theory fan podcast. And we're your hosts, Big Bang Theory super fans, Kat.
Ben Poe.
And what are we doing today?
Well, I thought you were going to tell everyone.
We could try to be nice. We are doing a special mailbag episode and talking about the responses that everybody's done on Spotify and email and fun stuff like that, right?
You know, we should actually put like a bit of music to indicate the fact that we've got the mailbag today.
You know, that's a good idea. Why don't you do that?
I think that's actually a pretty appropriate bit of music for the mailbag, because we have got mail up the wazoola. Now, before we get started.
Wazoola?
Yeah.
Is that the technical term?
Up the wazoo, whatever way it goes. It's all good here. One thing we do have to make a special mention about.
Okay.
And it's something that Courtney brought up in.
I knew it was going to be Courtney.
Something that she brought up in a little while, like emails ago. She had put it. Now, there was a bit of an email that we didn't read out because that episode's coming up and we want to really tackle it. But we had said that there was a little bit of an email that she had written down about this girl, Alice. And you and I both had a head scratch and went, oh, I think she's got it wrong. I think she mistakenly said Alice instead of Mona Lewinsky that Sheldon was being pursued by. But we had to actually have to make an apology to everyone. Courtney, the super fan of all super fans, was correct. Alice is an actual character. She only comes in one episode. She's the girl that happens to come on to Leonard in the comic book store.
Yeah, and she draws her own comic book. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was actually going out with Priya at this time. And we know that Priya's story is coming to an end very soon.
Yeah. Cause she's in India.
Yeah. I think in the next three or four episodes, she's going to come to an end. And Alice invites him back to her apartment, and they start to obviously to
get intimate, you
know, get intimate. And he's like pulls back and she says, oh, is it my tongue stud? Because you're in for a real treat after that. And this is where he says, no, I've actually got a girlfriend. And she, you know, claims the fact that he's a jackass.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not really a jackass. I'm actually one of the good guys because I'm actually going to pass on the sex. And then she manages to throw him out of the apartment.
And he does say,
yeah, I am a jackass. So we apologize to Courtney. She is right. There was a girl by the name of Alice. One episode, that's all you get to see. But she was really cute. I think her and Leonard would have actually made a good couple, because she was so interesting as far as drawing her own comic books. And she was, you know, she was in the comic book store. I think that would have been a really great match.
She and Leonard got on great. And he knows that his relationship with Priya is dying at this point. It's on life support at this point.
Mm, definitely. And as we know, the fact is also that Penny's not in the picture at the moment. So, you know, as you said, he is trying to keep the relationship with Priya on life support. Because
yeah, I mean, it would have been more appropriate for him to go back to Priya and say, you know what, this really isn't working, and I think we just need to move on.
Well, he had made conceited efforts to try and even go, like, relocate over to India, and she
had no interest in that.
No, because she's like, where are you going with us, Leonard? And he goes, well, there's nothing really holding me here. And she says, well, I like to come here and have fun. Doesn't mean I want a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And also, it's my parents. Well, I don't think that her parents are really going to be that bad if she says, this is the guy that I really want to be with.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
Priya's
but
not...
she's made it abundantly clear that she's not invested in this relationship.
Yeah. So, no. So, there was actually a character by the name of Alice. So,
yes,
we are sorry. Thank you, Courtney. You were right. We are wrong. But then again, we should never, ever, you know, try to even compete with a super fan. We thought we were super fans, but yeah, we are, I mean, in the Jedi sense, we are the younglings. whereas Courtney is the master. Or, you know, and there's no chance in hell we're going to get any close to the master right now, because we are just, you know, we're just feeling our way out and having a good time. Now, we did get an email from Rob from San Antonio. Rob, how are you, my friend? He actually just emailed us and said, I just want to say that I love listening to you, to the both of you on the Big Bang podcast. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
He likes to hear from you.
I love that people are involved in all of what we do.
Now, I had also said about the fact that I'm starting to slowly move into the hot sauces, where my wife is sitting there going, I'm going to put the toilet paper in the freezer pretty soon because, because you know, I just think it might be interesting just to taste some hot sauce. Well, Rob came back and said he's going to try and find an extremely spicy hot sauce to send me. So,
oh, joy.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put the toilet paper in the freezer just in case?
Yeah, just in case. Because if it's coming from Texas, there's a very, very good chance that that hot sauce is going to be a little bit spicy. So thank you, Robin. He also says that I also go to sleep every night watching The Big Bang Theory. And I'm also a super fan, just like you guys. Rob, we are, all of us, younglings and Padawan learners. We have got a master in the family, which is Courtney. If we can all outdo Courtney, then we are super fans. But thank you for that, Rob. That's awesome that you'd even consider sending me some hot sauce. And if anybody else wants to send some hot sauce to me, you can email me direct at perpetualmotionsquad00, that is the number 00, at gmail.com, and I can send you my address and you can send me some hot sauce. And I will promise, I promise, here and now, if I get some hot sauce from anybody, from all of my family, I will try it on air. So you will actually get to, I will get to find out just how
we are not going to become one of those shows.
What shows are we going to dissolve into?
Okay, if you want to start doing that, then we're going to start a Patreon account, and you can do that as bonus material on YouTube.
No, I could do it on PMS. Just taste a little bit of the hot sauce before we get into the episode.
No, because I don't want to spend the next 10 minutes with you screaming.
What about if I do it at the end of the episode?
No.
What about if I do it where we've done the entire episode, I've done the outro music, and then I add a little bonus by myself without you being even in the room, of doing the little hot sauce bonus? Sold. Exactly right. Thank you very much.
No, I think if you want to start a Patreon account and do it there, that's your choice.
I don't want the listeners to have to pay for me.
Well, now, I don't want to have to listen. I don't want to have to listen to that either.
Now, just want to let you know right now, as of this recording in Spotify, I'm just going to go to the analytics. We have had 12,200 Spotify impressions.
Okay.
We've been put into Spotify home search 2,674 times.
Okay.
We've been put into home 2,674. We've put in the Spotify search 8,878. And we've been put into the Spotify library 457 times.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes. You want to know our audience?
Okay.
Not from where we are. I mean, obviously, the number one is the United States, then United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, and Ireland. But we've got the 50% male, 47% female, and 3% not specified.
And 3% can't make up their mind.
That's fine.
And that's not said with that's not a denigrating comment. I'm sorry. No. I'm being a smart aleck and I shouldn't say that.
Now, we are going to go all the way back to episode 20, the herb garden germination. This is our first response.
Okay.
Okay. And I had put, have you ever engaged in gossip?
Oh, it's that episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Stephanie K, I don't want to give out her whole last name.
No, that would not be good.
But Stephanie K. Now we've had Courtney and we've also had Rob that have answered the question. But Stephanie K has responded to that and said, more often than I like to admit. Oh, Stephanie.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
Bit of a mean girl going on.
engaging in gossip? Not necessarily. It's actually quite fun to engage in gossip because there's a good chance that you might pick up some juicy little tidbits that you weren't even sure that you were going to get. You know, it's almost like, so what did he say? What did she say? What? You know, so the next answer, we're going to go back to episode number 22, the wildebeest implementation.
Okay. Make sure you say what season that is, too.
I don't know. Season.
I think that's season four. I think that's this season.
Because
that's when
Benedict
goes undercover.
It was season four. Yeah. The wildebeest implementation. Yeah, season four, episode number 22. What kind of coffee do you order at a cafe?
Now I want coffee.
I'm sorry.
I want a latte. I want a vanilla latte.
Now, we don't have any vanilla. Now, Deanna has answered, and obviously we've heard Courtney and Robert's answered as well, but Deanna has answered, lavender oatmeal latte is my all-time favorite.
Lavender oatmeal? So I'm assuming that means oatmeal.
Oat milk. Lavender oat milk latte is my all-time favorite.
That sounds wonderful.
Lavender. I've never ever heard of that.
I've had lavender tea and it makes me giggle.
Really?
Yeah, because it relaxes me so much I just get goofy.
Would anyone write into me at perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com if you'd like me to give Kat some lavender tea before we have our podcast? That would be the first 3.5 hour podcast of a 15-minute show.
No, it's not like I'm doing marijuana.
Oh, damn. I thought it was going to be really funny. That would actually be really quite funny. Stephanie K has answered us, and she said, depends on my mood, but my go-to would be an iced caramel macchiato.
Ooh,
Stephanie.
That sounds yummy.
That sounds nice. I like that one. Oh, boy. Now I want coffee.
I know, right?
We've actually had a response to the mailbag. This is interesting.
Okay.
I didn't even put up a question. Oh, I just had put, if you'd like to say hi, perpetualmotionsquad@gmail.com. Wednesday, she's back.
Oh, she's back. We've missed you.
She is back. She says, hi, I'm back. Sorry I've been away for a while, but I'm back to listen to more. So hi Wednesday,
we've missed you.
We haven't heard from you for the longest time, so
for a dog's age.
It's wonderful that we got a message back from that. Now, episode number 23, season number 4.
Yep.
The engagement reaction.
Uh-huh.
Because remember that was the episode in which Howard's mother gets food poisoning.
Yeah, she's in the hospital. Yeah.
So I'd put, have you ever had food poisoning? And Stephanie and Rob and Wednesday, all three, we've got three. Stephanie K put, yes, from a Japanese restaurant. So horrible, but I did lose 5 pounds.
That's some serious food poisoning.
That is terrible.
You should have been in the hospital.
5 pounds from food poisoning.
Yeah, that one, she should have been in the hospital for that. That's dangerous.
I mean, Japanese food, that is raw fish. So I'm guessing that would be, that. Oh boy, that would be horrible.
I love my sushi. Nothing will ever make me give it up.
No, I'm not saying you should, but.
Wow. But if you're that sick that long, from food poisoning, you should be in the hospital because that's not good.
Losing 5 pounds.
Because that's... usually you only are, you know, it's like maybe 24 hours.
Yeah.
But that sounds like it went on for a while to lose that much weight. Either that or there was something else going on too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Now, Rob said, I haven't. It was the worst couple of days sitting on the toilet and leaning onto the tub. Yeah. I have done that many a time when I've actually had, I'm glad I haven't had a lot of food poisoning, but the ones that I have had, it's you literally just might as well just camp out on the toilet. And every time you go to move, your body goes, nope, go back. We got to go back and sit down again.
Yep.
It is horrible. Yeah. So I can understand leaning into the tub. Yeah. That's the only cool place trying to keep yourself nice and cool.
Yeah.
And Wednesday had put, not exactly food poisoning, but the closest, like Raj, I can't eat Indian. Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, in different foods, there are certainly different ingredients that they put into food. So I guess it's really interesting in that regard that Raj can't eat Indian food.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's got a digestive system. But yeah, Wednesday, I can understand that. But I'm actually lucky. Most of the food I can eat, I don't think there's anything that I really would say. Actually, no, I do say that all the rabbits in the world are safe from me because I can't eat rabbit. Only because my grandfather, who didn't know how to cook, cooked rabbit every time we'd go to his place for lunch. He knew I hated it, but he'd do it anyway. And it was the most vile, vulgar stuff to the point where I would literally go to my grandmother and grandfather's house and my father would say, oh, you know, Paul had lunch before he came here. So I would eat lunch and on the way home, Mum and Dad would stop and get me Hungry Jack's, Burger King or McDonald's because I just couldn't eat. I just couldn't
Hungry
eat
Hungry Jack's in Australia.
Yeah. Burger King. Well, it's actually Burger King the way it goes. So now episode number 24, the roommate transmogrification. I had put, have you ever had a roommate? And we've had three answers.
Okay.
Deanna had put yes once, and it did not end very well, sadly. Oh.
That's too bad.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, it is unfortunate when things like that, that you think you've got a decent roommate or whatever, and it just goes, as they say, tits up. Stephanie K had put, I moved in with, okay, I don't know whether I should say her name. So we're just going to go with Kat T.
Not me.
No, not her.
That is.
So I moved in with Kat T, paid her house off $23,000. I went on vacation. When I got home, she had sold everything I owned, car included, and kicked me out. I found out she had done it to numerous other women. Oh, my God. Stephanie,
I reported her to the police.
I hope you took her to court.
Yeah.
Seriously. She's nice enough to go and pay that woman's house off. 23 grand.
Yeah. Honestly, sounds a lot like an ex-boyfriend I had.
Oh, boy. Stephanie, I feel for you.
I moved out of his place and I had one of those backyard swing seats that had like the thing over the top of it. And
yep.
It was a really lovely like backyard swing. And I had arranged to come and pick it up at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. And he made a point of putting it out on the street with a free sign so that it would be gone by the time I got there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice person.
Yeah.
Stephanie, we are amazingly sorry. My God. Yeah. I hope you never.
Karma is going to come back and bite that person.
Oh, boy.
But I really hope that you reported her to the police and took her to court and documented everything.
I think the best karma would be that she would have violent diarrhea while she's in a traffic jam.
Yeah.
Now, the last one. Dane actually says, yes, two actually, but you were right. She was wrong. It was Dr. and Mr. Wolowitz. I went back and listened to how she, your wife, tried to be right to only be wrong. So celebrate, you finally won. Don't know which that was all about. I think he was answering another question.
Yeah, I think so too.
Apparently he said, yes, he said two roommates. And then he then said, you were right. I don't know. I'll have to reread that one and see what that was all about.
Okay, but you were right about something apparently.
Thank goodness I was right about something. Now, the last one, which has the photograph of our dog, Oliver, on the little tile that you actually get to see, I had put, which was obviously season 5, episode 1, the skank reflex analysis. I had put, have you ever played paintball? And we've had two responses.
Okay.
All right. Wednesday said, it's my new tradition since recently. My mate suggested it, and I do it all the time now. That's awesome.
That's cool.
I would, you know, I would actually love to play paintball with my managers at work. I would just, it would be like Rainbow Six right in, there. In
oh,
that
yeah.
Game.
Rainbow Six.
Oh, boy. I would just camp out and just blast the crap out of them.
Yeah. That's probably why. Really good at Rainbow Six.
That's probably why managers and the peasants, as we call them, underneath never play like paintball because they know they're going to get targeted something fierce. And the last one,
and you probably do it illegally and shoot in the head and not at the body.
Yeah, probably would. I'm sorry, I'm doing a Rainbow Six thing. I'm shooting at the head. Mm-hmm. And Deanna had put, not yet, but I've always wanted to. Yeah, I've always wanted to play paintball too. I've never had the chance.
I'd actually rather play laser tag. It doesn't sound like it would hurt quite as much.
No, it doesn't. I played laser tag. We used to have a thing here in Adelaide called Voltrek, and it was where you put the you'd put a helmet on, you'd put like a pack on your chest, and you'd had a laser gun. And it was in a dark room, and you used to just run around and shoot people. And then every so often, you'd hear that there was a radiation leak, and you had to get into a certain area to make sure that you weren't going to lose points. Because if you were out in the open, you were going to lose a whole lot of points off of your body pack. So that was actually quite fun. I've done that for a while, but I've never played never played paintball because I don't have the friends to do it with. And it's really hard to run around and just play with myself. That not being
that
rude.
That sounded
terrible. I know. Yeah. Never play with yourself if you can play with somebody else. Yeah. So that is our mail. Yeah.
Yes,
Kat's
face palming.
Kat's like, you know what? I don't have any energy for this today. So I'm just hoping this is going to be like a quick 15 minute episode. And what are we up to now?
About 20 minutes.
Really? I've been talking for 20 minutes. Uh-huh. I could talk underwater, basically.
Yeah, you could.
But that is the mailbag for today. But thank you for everyone who keeps responding to our little questions up on Spotify. And you can, yes, at any of the time, any day, you know, we are open 365 days a year. You can email us at perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com. Because, you know, we are here for you guys. We love doing this show. And as I said, we're going to just follow this on with young Sheldon. So we're going to be around a while. And there's always that realization that one day it's going to come to an end where the very final episode of young Sheldon is going to be the final episode.
Talk about doing a spinoff of the young Sheldon spinoff that follows Georgie and his new family.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see if it actually is good, but
well, it's still part of the universe, so I don't want it to end, so I'll probably do it.
We'll do it together. Yay. Georgie and what's her name?
I can't think of her name.
I know.
Give me a
not
second.
Not Mandy.
Vamp for a minute.
Mandy?
I think it is Mandy.
I think so too. I think it's Georgie and Mandy.
Mandy McAllister.
Mandy, there we go. Yep. See, I'm working on, you know, a little brain power, but I'm working still, so this is good. But yes, anyone that wants to, you know, maybe slide me some hot sauce, perpetualmotionsquad00@gmail.com. Every time I say that, you should see Kat's face. I would love to do this as a video podcast. You would see her continuously with her hand into her head, just shaking her head like, you know, you're just asking for trouble. This is not the one chip challenge. This is not the world's hottest gummy bear, which they do have, by the way. They're called the Nitro Gummy Bear, and the world's hottest ramen noodles. I'm not doing that.
But
yes,
we are saying that if you love us and you want to help support us, Paul's going to put a PayPal me link in the show notes. So if you want to buy us a coffee, you can buy us a coffee.
I am.
Yes, you are. We talked about this.
Oh, okay. Apparently we are.
So we're going to start dropping a link in the show notes that if you'd like to support the podcast and show us some love, we'd love for you to buy us a coffee and use the PayPal link.
Do you think they love us lots?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So that wraps up the mailbag episode.
Kat just wants to get this over and done with so she
can
just go
and sit down. Yes, I do, because I don't really want to hear about hot sauce anymore.
I'm not talking about hot sauce.
Uh-huh. So anyway, so that wraps up the mailbag episode. Thank you so much for participating and responding and contributing. We love that you guys love the show. We cannot tell you how much that means to us, that we are actually one of the top ranked Big Bang Theory fan podcasts.
We're actually ahead of Meow Bialik.
She's not doing a Big Bang Theory podcast. She
interviewed Melissa a little while
Melissa
ago.
Melissa Rauch, yeah.
Yeah, and she was actually talking about, Melissa was actually talking about the little squeaky voice that she did and how she was trying to keep that going, and it just was very, very easy and how she managed to do it. So, yeah, that was actually an interesting
episode. If you don't know what we're talking about May and B. Alex podcast, May and B. Alex Breakdown.
Yes,
where she breaks stuff down.
Yeah.
And it's a great podcast. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do that. But we are so grateful to be one of the top ranking. We're usually within the top three on Spotify, Big Bang Theory podcast. So if you type in the Big Bang Theory, it always comes up.
Yep.
So we are so grateful to you for putting us there, because we definitely could not do that without you. We are grateful to have you as part of our Big Bang Theory fan family. And we are not going anywhere. We're going to be around for a long time yet. So thank you for joining in the conversation. If you know somebody else who is a Big Bang Theory fan and would like to join the conversation, by all means, tell them about us. And we will see you next time. And in the meantime, we'll catch up at the Cheesecake Factory.
Bye, everyone. Music and mythology, Einstein and astrology, it all started with the Big Bang. It all started with the Big Bang. What is it?
Say,
what is it?
Hey, why it's buttercup. Popcorn and sweet cream butter to hot popcorn. Mix it up, wrap it up, buttercup is born.
It's delicious.
So nutritious.
It's a taste delight.
It's so munchy.
Crisp and crunchy.
You'll enjoy each bite. Eat butter crunched buttercup. Popcorn at its best.
Served in a king-size cup.